Good morning. It is October 7th, and as we mentioned earlier, kind of a very dark anniversary in terms of what occurred just 2 years ago, where Hamas and several other Palestinian militant groups launched coordinated armed incursions from the Gaza Strip into the Gaza envelope of southern Israel. Israel, that is, the first invasion of Israeli territory since the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. And, it continues to this day. They're working on trying to resolve it, but it's difficult, isn't it? So, yeah. And I think some still hostages, even after this long stretch. Also, besides that, in terms of this day in history, we go back to 2001. Yeah, just weeks after the September 11th terror attacks, the U.S. and Britain launched military strikes on Afghanistan on a videotape. Osama bin Laden actually praises God for the 9/11 attacks. However, the Al-Qaeda leader did not claim responsibility for them. And also on the lighter side, this day from 1982. Memory all alone in the moonlight. Yeah, in New York, Cats, the musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, opened on Broadway. Our morning devotion, we continue on through Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. His daughter-in-laws were like, hey, you need to do this. From your book, it took you 5 years to write your magnum opus, 66 love letters. How about a devotional? And so that's what we got, 66 love letters. Larry's imagined conversation through all 66 books of the Bible with the Lord. So what would it be like to have a devotional, this imaginary conversation? Day five of this 40-day journey is Deuteronomy, I'm faithful to you anyway. And it reads like this. Deuteronomy 6:23. He brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to our forefathers. Larry imagines the Lord summing up Deuteronomy to us this way. I am the only true God. There is none other. When you don't like what I'm doing, there is no plan B. I brought you out to bring you in. You were locked in the prison of self-centeredness, just as Israel was in painful bondage to Egypt, where all they could think about was themselves. How can we get a better life? Not how can we love God? I brought you out of that prison to bring you into the freedom of love. If you love me only when I immediately satisfy your desires, your love is merely only one form of self-centeredness. Your love becomes trust only when you choose to believe that I brought you out of something bad to bring you into something good before you experience that something good. Then your love is sustained by confidence in my character, not by enjoyment of your current blessings. I ask nothing of you but that kind of love, which includes respecting me for who I am, following me wherever I lead, serving me with your whole heart, and obeying every command I give. But that's asking something neither you nor Israel could give. You are not capable of loving me like that. No one can please me unless I put the life of my son, who always pleases me, into his or her heart. And that's what I promised to do. That's what I have done. I'm faithful to faithless people. Believe that and know that now you can be faithful to me. Not perfectly, but you can learn to live in rhythm with my son a little more gracefully each day. Closing prayer, dear Lord, we would easily settle for a blessed life here, trying to use you to cooperate with our agenda. Our agendas. You have such a higher vision for us than we're capable of pulling off in our own strength. Thank you so much for having done all the work, which includes giving us a heart that loves you as your son does. In Jesus' name, amen. Day five from Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You on Deuteronomy. Today, titled, I'm Faithful to You Anyway.
Well, what could make your kids more intelligent? It could actually be something quite simple.
Yeah, researchers in Norway found that kids should write by hand as much as possible.
And the thing is, writing by hand is becoming more and more of a lost art. We talk about not really using cursive and such, but also because so many things in school now are done on tablets, on Chromebooks, things like that. You just don't write as much. Brain activity differs when one writes by hand instead of typing for both adults and kids.
Interesting. Researchers with the Norwegian University of Science and Technology strapped 250 EEG electrodes to kids and had them do some handwriting.
Brain waves were found to be significantly more active in participants when writing by hand.
That's really interesting. A lot of senses are activated by pressing the pen to paper, seeing the letters you write, and hearing the sound you make while writing.
These sense experiences create contact between different parts of the brain and open the brain up for learning.
We both learn better and remember better. I'm just thinking of journaling as we're reading this whole thing. That's one example.
See, I could attest to this because when I was in college, which is longer ago than I care to remember, but it was just getting to the point where it seemed like everybody had laptops, but I never did. I always wrote my notes out by hand, and that helped me remember to actually have that tactile sense of writing class notes out by hand, other than when it was a really early class and I could see where I fell asleep and the pen just kind of drooled across the paper.
I can relate, as I was working at WIB and going to college at the same time and remember those nodding off type things. So, all right. Hey, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Never know what you're going to learn and never know what the question might be or the prize. Tuesday trivia just about a half an hour from now here on WWIB. Your chance to win.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Caleb and Halvo with you, and a question coming up shortly. First, a prize. Let's go with something sweet and something to make you think. We've got A Light of the World, that movie that just came out recently, A Light of the World Family Devotional, 90 Devotions for Families Who Want to Be Like Jesus by Natalie Hanneman. So Light of the World, a family devotional, and something sweet to snack on, a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, our prizes this morning. If you can call us at 715-723-2555 and answer this question, 715-723-2555. Here we go. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. Over 35,000 guys injured each year while doing what? 715-723-2555. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. What is it?
Give us your guess. Be a leader. Be first. 723-2555. 723-2555. Over 35,000 guys every year injured doing what?
715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win a family devotional book and a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake.
That is quite the devotion, too. It's a good size. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Courtney from Rice Lake.
All right, Courtney, you're batting leadoff today. What do you think?
Is it weightlifting?
Is it weightlifting? You got to be careful while you're doing that. That's for sure.
Guys can get hurt doing that. Packer players got hurt doing that. That's not it, though.
Thank you, Courtney. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, what are guys getting hurt doing? Give us a guess here for those two great prizes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Good morning.
Goodbye.
All right. Over 35,000 guys injured each year while doing what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter.
Hi, Kendra.
Good morning. I'm going to guess swinging a hammer.
Swinging a hammer?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? An appendage can get in the way. Thumb or whatever.
That's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
right. Done it. Done it.
Good guess, but that's not it.
Thank you, Kendra. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from on the WIB Wake Up Show?
I'm Jamal from Sparta.
All right. What's your guess?
Construction working.
Construction working. So more than just swinging a hammer. Yeah, a lot of other things there that could injure you, but that is not it, unfortunately.
Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what?
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Zoe Manstead from Rice Lake.
Hi, Zoe.
Zoe, what do you think?
Is it shaving?
Shaving.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can definitely cut yourself doing that. That's for sure.
I've done that. Yep.
Could be a more serious injury. 35,000 guys. Good guess, though, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe. 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right. We'll keep them going here. Three more guesses here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
Logging.
Is it logging? Over 35,000 men injured annually while doing what? Is it logging?
I saw the transportation secretary from Hayward, Sean Duffy, on TV this morning, and he was in one of those lumberjack competitions back in the day. Could that have been it? No, not logging.
Thank you, Beth, from Elk Mound. I was just in Elk Mound the other day. Broadcast a volleyball match.
And you'll be in Fall Creek tonight. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. Good thing to do. Be helpful.
But don't trip over anything.
Injure you.
Hurt yourself. It's not it. Sorry, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what? I think we're down to our last guest this hour.
We are. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Fulton City.
All right, Kevin.
Is it putting up decorations?
Putting up decorations. Oh, I mean, you could slip while putting up Christmas lights, things like that. Sure.
Yeah, putting up decorations.
Yep.
We keep a lot of our lights on the front porch, Jeff's up year-round now, and then light them up during the
Christmas
season.
That's what I prefer to do, honestly. It's just a safety thing,
it does
not laziness.
It saves on things.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not it, though.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, everybody. We'll do it again after 8:15. As I was talking to my friend Jamie in Mondovi, he's like, I never get the clue. I'm like, yeah, Jamie, it doesn't come until after 7:45 on Wednesdays. But tomorrow we're not playing because it's Partner Pledge Day.
Yeah, so that means you get no clue this week.
Yeah,
right. I get it.
If you don't answer that this
morning. Maybe we'll get it today. Maybe we'll get it today.
Move on to Thursday.
Tuesday trivia, try number two on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Caleb and Halva with you. Prize to give away, Light of the World, that fantastic new faith-based animated film that came out recently. 90 devotions for families who want to be like Jesus. Yes, it's a Light of the World family devotional we're giving away, plus a cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. If you can solve our Tuesday trivia question, 715-723-2555. Here it is again. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. So over 35,000 guys injured annually while doing what? 715-723-2555. Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what?
We had some good guesses the first time, but nobody got the right answer. So keep it going. 723-2555.
723-2555 for your chance to win both of these prizes.
We've got our first caller for this installment. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
All right, good to hear from you, Dale. What do you think?
Is it a chainsaw?
That hadn't been guessed yet, and certainly, yeah, it can be dangerous.
All right, Family Force 5, have you seen them live in concert? You've seen them do their, like a chainsaw. But that's not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555. 35,000 men, over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what? What could it be?
Huh. All right, 723-2555. Dale guessed the chainsaw. We had some good guesses earlier.
We did indeed. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you'd like to guess, over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what? We've heard from Rice Lake, Winter, Sparta, Elk Mound, Chippewa Falls, Fountain City. Not weightlifting, swinging a hammer, construction, shaving, logging, taking out the trash, putting up decorations, or working with a chainsaw. None of those.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jesse from Chippewa.
All right, Jesse, what do you think?
I'm going to say pulling weeds or mowing the lawn, something like that.
Okay.
Got to pick one.
Okay.
What's that?
Let's say mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. All right.
Yeah, you can get injured there, especially when you get, you know, problems with the lawnmower or something like that.
Could that be it?
Sorry, Jesse.
Good guess, Jesse. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Osseo.
Good to hear from you, Sherry. What do you think?
Is it playing football in the yard?
Okay.
Playing football in the yard.
It sounds fun, but those weekend athlete injuries, they can crop up, can't they? It's not it, though.
I mean, goodness, we think we're younger than we are, and then something foolish happens, and all of a sudden we're ice packs in the chair.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Get out the heating pad. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Colfax.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
Shoveling snow?
Shoveling snow, yeah. That, unfortunately, it could be, you know, like the end of your life sometimes for certain people, but that's not it, Ron. Sorry.
Over 35,000 guys injured each year while doing this. Doing what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phil from Cornell.
All right. What was your first name?
Phil.
Phil. All right, Phil, go ahead.
Biking, like mountain biking.
Okay.
Mountain biking.
Trails.
Okay.
Sure. Trails, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, riding the trails.
President George W. Bush got injured mountain biking. Could that be it? It's not it.
Good guess. Thanks for the call from Cornell. Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing this. Doing what?
All right, we'll take three more guesses. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
All right, what do you think?
Is it fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
That hasn't been guessed yet. Is it fireworks?
That's a great guess. Could that be the winner? Sorry.
Good guess, Desmond. Over 35,000 men injured each year while doing what? We're down to what? Two guesses left?
Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Ladysmith.
All right, Ron. Different Ron from the other Ron. Go ahead.
Right. Cleaning out the gutters.
Yeah, cleaning out the... It's that
Anything
time of year,
up on
too,
a ladder.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I know. Rats.
It's going to be that time of year here. Yeah, still the leaves are falling. It's not it, Ron.
715-723-2555. Last guess. Otherwise, we come back after 845 and get to try again.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
All right, Dale, you began, you end the segment. Beautifully done.
Yes, hanging Christmas tree lights.
Oh, yeah. That was guessed, I think.
It kind of was, yeah. We had putting up decorations, so you can have a bonus guess, Dale.
Well, I'm going to say I know somebody guessed the... shoveling snow, but using a snowblower.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, using a snowblower.
Can be dangerous, just like the lawnmower.
But that's not it. So, all right. Thank you, everybody. Dale and everybody who gave it a try. A lot of... Boy, that was good.
Good guesses. Excellent. Great participation, as always. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Tuesday Trivia, one last try today. Otherwise, we're going to push it back till try it again Thursday after Parker Pledge Day tomorrow.
Yeah, a little bit different format this week, so this is your last chance for a bit. We're giving away a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and the Light of the World Family Devotional with 90 devotions for families springing from that great new animated film. 715-723-2555. Our question is this. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. Doing what? Over 35,000 guys injured annually while doing what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia. Guess away.
All right, we've had some great guesses, fantastic participation first two times here during our October Connect Month contest. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek, taking a shower.
All right, yeah, somebody just referenced get a hold of me after taking your shower. Could that be it? That's not it. Thanks.
Not it. Thank you, Ron. 715-723-2555.
Keep those guesses coming. Over 35,000 guys a year injured doing what?
Over 35,000 men are injured annually while doing this. Doing what? What could it be? 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake and a Light of the World Family Devotional with 90 devotions for families who want to be like Jesus. Of course, that wonderful animated film that just came out. Maybe you got a chance to see it at Micon Cinemas. Over 35,000 guys injured each year while doing what? 723-2555.
All right, back to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Patty, what do you think it is?
Roofing.
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys roofing. I mean, could that...
wear the safety harness, right?
Yeah, there are some injuries. Could that be it? No, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you for the guess, Patty.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Beth from Elk Mountain.
Good to hear from you, Beth. What do you think?
Working on their vehicle.
Yeah.
Plenty of things you could do if you don't take safety precautions. Or honestly, you can just, like, bang knuckles and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Sure. Could that be it? 35,000. Sorry.
715-723-2555 to get in your guess for Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Altoona.
All right, Jennifer, great to hear from you. What do you think?
Golfing?
Golfing. Yeah, some of those golf injuries. Again, weekend athletes.
Oh, absolutely, it can happen.
Uh-huh. See the chiropractor? That's not it, though.
715-723-2555. Over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. Doing what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
She said golfing, but is it frisbee golf?
Frisbee golf. More specific. Yeah, and that certainly growing in popularity, and especially maybe with the younger folks. That's not it.
Not frisbee or disc golf, though. That is a lot of fun to play. 715-723-2555.
We are down to our final three guesses. We're pushing this off till Thursday morning after 7:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Elk Mound.
All right, Beth.
Would it be a farming accident?
Farming, yeah. Boy, a lot of injuries there. There's no question. So could that be it? Sorry.
Two guesses left. Will we get Tuesday Trivia solved on a Tuesday?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kathy, and I'm at a cabin near Stone Lake.
Wonderful. Sounds delightful.
Guess is, It is. My guess is working out.
Working out.
Yeah, just plain old working out.
You can do a lot of things to yourself while working out.
Tweak something, but that's not
stretch.
It.
All right, well, Kathy, you enjoy that cabin.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds nice. Hope the fish are biting. All right, one last one. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Strum.
All right, Ryan, what do you think?
I'm going to go with cleaning out the gutters.
That was guess. It's an excellent guess, but not what we're looking for. Do you have a backup bonus guess here, Ryan?
Then we'll just say doing yard work in general.
Just doing yard work in general.
Okay. I'm not sure. That's not it. Sorry. So
over 35,000 men are injured each year while doing this. Normally we say kind of chew on it, mull it over, think about it overnight. You got extra time because tomorrow's Partner Pledge Day. Now make sure you tune in for Partner Pledge Day. Your support so much appreciated, but we're going to give you a chance at 7:15 on Thursday morning to try it again.